You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Welcome to The How of Business with Henry Lopez and David Begin, the podcast that helps you start, run, and grow your small business. And now, here are your hosts.
Welcome to The How of Business. This is Henry Lopez, and this is a short episode on the topic of personal productivity tools. It's a brief overview of the tools and systems, or some of them anyway, the key ones that I use to stay organized and on task, and to communicate effectively with others, with my partners, with our team, with our staff, with people that either depend on me getting things done or vice versa. If you want to receive more information about the How of Business, including links to the show notes pages, then simply text the word BIZ, B-I-Z, to 31996. Before I get into the topic, though, I want to thank all of you for helping make our show a success. We are regularly featured in iTunes New and Noteworthy, and last month, our show was downloaded over 40,000 times. So thanks for listening, and thanks for your support. So let me get into it. To produce, in my opinion and in my experience, to produce at a high level, to be successful in working with others, you must be organized. And I think it's a process. I tend to be, I think by nature, a very organized person. I chuckle because certainly my partners and others that know me would call me a highly organized person. But I can tell you that while I had that tendency from early on, I've developed it over time by applying systems and then always looking for ways to get better at it. I think entrepreneurs have no choice but to be organized. We have so many things that we're trying to juggle and manage and be on top of that if we're not organized, I just think there's no way to get it all done, all the things that we have to get done or that we have to be responsible for someone else getting done. So I believe in finding a system that works for you and then sticking to it, being consistent. I think that's the area that I see most people when they fail to be organized is because they don't stick to one system. And by system, I mean whatever it is that is your tool or combination of tools. I'm going to share with you mine, but whatever it is that you use to stay organized on a daily basis and on a weekly basis and on a monthly basis, you need to have some tool or combination of tools, and then you need to stick to it so that it becomes a habit. And then what I've done over time is I've added to or refined that habit as I've either observed others doing things that I think are more productive, or as I've learned new techniques or skills, I've incrementally added to the way I go about staying organized. My principal tool right now is a paper journal. It's not even real leather, but it's a bound kind of notebook journal. It's not quite paper sized. I like the size that I use. And I picked that up from a coworker back in the late 90s. I observed that he did it and chatted with him about it, and I loved the tool. Before then, I used to take my notes on a legal pad, a paper pad. And the problem with that for me was that then I had all these loose pieces of paper. I might put them into file folders, but it just wasn't a great system for me. So since then, since about the mid to late 1990s, I have these journals, which I keep. And some of it is just scribbles. It's where I keep my to-do lists. It's where I keep notes from meetings. And I have all of those journals back to the late 90s. Every once in a while, I'll go through them, mostly for curiosity, but I can tell you that I do go back to them within the last year or two if I need to refresh myself on what we talked about in a particular meeting, a research that I might have done, a meeting that I might have gone to, or a conference. And so I go back and reference them, but one of the reasons I use a tool like this is I don't have great retention. I tend to forget a lot of the details. So I'm a very thorough note taker in everything that I do. And that's a system that works for me to compensate for the fact that I don't remember things very well. So I can go back. I always put a date and what the meeting was about and who was there, and I make my notes. It's just for me, but it's a great tool for me to go back and reference when I have a question or when somebody asks us, you know, what did we decide on something? So I use it for that. And then from an organization perspective, that's where I keep my to-do list. So I handwrite to-do lists. Again, none of what I'm telling you is that I'm saying that you need to do the same thing. I'm sharing with you how I do it. Hopefully you can pick up one or two things. My takeaway, though, is that you need to have some system that works for you that you use consistently. So I consistently will use my journal, and on a fresh, clean page, usually about on a weekly basis, I'll put the date at the top, and that's my to-do. I usually have multiple to-do lists running. I have like a master to-do list that has things that don't necessarily have to be done today or this week. And then when I'm particularly busy, which is most of the time for us as small business owners, I might have a daily or a weekly to-do list. And then furthermore, the technique that I use as I write these down, I kind of make a little bullet symbol and then the item or the task or the person that I need to call, whatever it might be. I will circle that bullet if it's a high priority. In other words, the key things that I need to get done. My partner, David Begin, talks about what are the top three things that you have to get done. And I think that's a great technique and approach, regardless of how you create your to-do list, is to then prioritize what absolutely has to get done today or this week. What that also has done for me is it kind of the things that fall through the cracks, if you will, the things that I don't get to, then in all likelihood, it probably was okay that I didn't. So my to-do list is on paper in my journal. I can go back in time to previous to-do lists. I can go back and review what we agreed to in a meeting with my team so that there's no confusion and so that I can hold people accountable as to what we said we were going to get done, what you said, what I said. So that's my key and principal organization tool is my journal. Now, I complement that with Outlook. I use Outlook email and I use Outlook calendar to schedule all of my scheduled activities. I am not one of those persons that people rather than hate email. I like email. I think it can be very productive. Sure, it can be abused, but I like how effective email is in not interrupting someone necessarily immediately. The thread that you have and going back and forth. Sure, sometimes it's easier to and better to just pick up the phone, but I just don't think email is as evil as everybody makes it out to be. I will give you one huge tip, very simple little thing that I did about a year ago, and that is that I turned off the notification that Outlook, I think is the default, where it notifies you, it either dings you or it pops up at the bottom of your screen on your computer that you have a new message. I turned that off, and that has been a huge productivity boost because, like all of us, we want that dopamine rush, if you will, or that excitement of, oh, I've got a new email. And what it was doing to me, it was really interrupting my concentrated time when I was working on something, either writing something or developing a new idea or working on a particular project. It was impossible to ignore it because I needed to go check what was that email or it would distract me. So now I do always have email running, but that window is minimized and there's no alert that I have received a new email. That has worked wonders for me. The other thing I'll share is that I do not have email on my phone. And I've thought about it here a couple times, especially when I'm traveling, that it would be nice to do so. But I'll tell you, there's no email or very few emails that I get that are that important. I think a lot of times, and I'm just throwing this out there, for you to consider, that we do it because we need to justify why we're always looking at our phone, okay? If it's important enough, the people that urgently need to get a hold of me, they've got my number. They'll call me on my cell phone. So I'm just throwing that out there. That's my practice. I don't want to be continuously addicted to receiving and having to respond to emails immediately. So I don't have it on my phone. But again, I do like email as a communication tool. Now, a couple other tools I use, Calendly. Calendly is C-A-L-E-N-D-L-Y for scheduling. So for those of you who have scheduled business coaching calls with me, you've used that tool, or if you've been on my podcast, you've used that tool to schedule time with me. That's a huge productivity tool that I love that helps me stay organized and schedule meetings and phone calls. Another great tip I picked this up at a productivity class that I went to when I was in the corporate world, and I think it was the one thing that I kept from that class, and that is that I have a physical filing cabinet that I have in my office. I have these hanging folders that are labeled alphabetically, A through Z. So picture that. I have A through Z file hanging folders. And then what I do, if there is a piece of paper or a file folder or whatever materials, physical materials, that I don't need now, but that I'll need next week or maybe next month or whenever I need to touch it, I will file it in the appropriate letter based on the topic of it. So let's say it's an outline. I might put it in the O file. And then in Outlook, I'll make myself a note to go back to that. And in parentheses, I put the letter of the alphabetical file folder that it's in. So what that does for me is it gets that clutter off of my desk. It gives me a note in Outlook, so I'll remember it later so I don't forget it in a pile somewhere or in that file folder. And when I go back to that task, when I'm reminded of that task, I know exactly where it is. I don't have to dig through it on my desk. I'm one of those people that likes to have an organized desk. I'm not saying that that's a requirement for productivity, but for me, that's what works. If I get to my desk and it's massively cluttered, I feel unproductive. So you have to determine what works for you. But that A through Z folder system has been great for me to put things in a place until I need them. A few other tools that we use Slack to communicate on some projects, particularly with our development team related to the car wash operating system, our software solution for car wash maintenance. They like to use that tool. And so that's a practical team communication tool that we use. For CRM, for customer relationship management, I'm currently using HubSpot. HubSpot offers a free version that's very functional, and I've been using that to keep track of all of my contacts. And by contacts, I mean opportunities in across my different businesses. For my regular personal contacts and other things like that, those types of contacts I do keep in Outlook. And then we use Dropbox, which is a file sharing service, a cloud-based file sharing service. And they also have a free plan that allows you to store quite a bit on the cloud. We have the paid plan, but that's a great tool for you to be able to share files and also to back up files and not just keep them on your PC. So those are the key tools I wanted to share with you. Again, for me, what primarily I use to stay organized is my paper journal on which I have handwritten to-do lists and Outlook for scheduling of all of my appointments and for email. Those are my two principal productivity tools. If I can be of service to you as you either make the transition into business ownership from the corporate world like I did, or if you need help with getting your small business organized, I invite you to schedule a free business coaching consultation with me. And all you have to do is just text the word BizCoach, B-I-Z, coach, all together to 31996, and you'll get a reply with the link to that Calendly scheduling system that I mentioned, and it's very easy to schedule a free consultation with me. So text the word BizCoach to 31996. All right, so to wrap it up, my key takeaway to stay organized is that you have to pick a system, whether it's paper-based, whether it's a tool on your phone, whether it's Outlook, whatever it might be. There's lots of tools out there. Pick one and stick to it until you develop a habit, and then you add to it over time. You develop it over time. You make it fit you. But the biggest mistake I see people make is jumping from this to that. One day they're writing it down on a piece of paper. The next day they have a notebook. Another day they have an app on their phone. Sometimes they'll put it in email. Sometimes it's a Google Doc. I don't care what tool. It doesn't matter. I've shared with you the ones that work for me. You need to find the ones that work for you and stick to it so that you do start to reap the benefits of those tools. And again, when I said at the outset systems don't have to be necessarily technology. My system happens to be primarily based on pen and paper. You have to decide what works best for you. A previous episode that we did where we got into more depth on this topic, David and I did, was episode 22 entitled Resources for Success. So if you want to listen to more about this, I encourage you to go back and listen to episode 22 of The How of Business. This is Henry Lopez, and thanks again for listening to this episode of The How of Business. We release new episodes every Monday morning, and you can always find us on Apple Podcasts, on Stitcher, or at our website, thehowofbusiness.com.
Thank you for listening to The How of Business. For more information, links, and other resources, please visit thehowofbusiness.com.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.